理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 4, Section A. Do you want me to explain these questions before the exam?
What's the point? I don't understand a single word in it. It seems as if they are written in a foreign language.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
My English teacher suggested that I come in and borrow one of these English-Chinese dictionaries.
Of course, Mr. Jackson. You are welcome to use our dictionaries. But they may not be taken from this room. Wouldn't it be better if you had one of your own?
Question. What does the woman suggest that man do?
Did you go see the doctor about your cough?
The doctor said if I keep smoking, it will increase my chance of having a heart attack or lung disease. And I am thinking about quitting smoking as the problems seem to be quite serious.
Question. What do we know about the man? Could you tell me how many of your employees are women?
Yes, certainly. We have a very high percentage of female staff. We employ about 160 women, which is 80% of all our staff.
Question: How many of the employees in this organization are men? Mike said that he is looking for a job in the bookstore.
Really? If I remember right, he had a chance to work there, but he turned it down. I thought he did not like the job.
Question: What can be inferred about Mike? Is Aunt Margaret in? I have got something important to tell her.
Sorry, Mom has gone shopping. She won't be back until noon. Do you want to leave a message for her so that she could call you back as soon as possible?
Question: What do you think is the relationship between the two speakers? Bill is a person who is very shy and quiet. He rarely says a thing. I just can't bear with him sometimes as he speaks too little.
Oh, but his brother Jerry is just the opposite.
Question: What do you know from this conversation about Jerry?
I have to go to Professor Hudson's place to discuss my thesis. But if time allowed, I'd go to the movies with you when I come back to the dorm.
It's too bad. I'm going to the cinema right now with Jane, and I don't think you could make it.
Question: What is the man going to do?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Did you feel like you need more hours from the day? Well, Good Housekeeping magazine has some advice on how you can stop wasting time and get it all done. And here with the top 10 tips is Carolyn Forte. Hey, Carolyn. Good morning.
Good morning, Hoda. Nice to be here.
Your number one tip is bank online. Some people are afraid to do it, but you say it's something smart.
Yeah, it is very safe. And we certainly recommend that you use your own bank's website. So, go to the bank, talk to the consumer service representatives there. It's the best way to find out how safe it is and how easy.
And how much time do you think you could save, Carolyn, by doing that?
If you're making transfers or checking your statements, you can save up to an hour.
The second tip is online grocers. Now, that's really not for everyone, but you actually go grocery shopping online?
That's exactly what you do. If you're the type of person that wants to read every label and look at every piece of fruit, it's probably not for you. But if you want to give up a little control, you can definitely save some time.
And what's the good strategy if you decide to shop online?
What I would suggest is do the staples online.
What do they include?
The brands that you use all the time, the paper products, the cleaning products, the cereals. Get them online and go to the store for the meat and the produce.
That's enlightening.
19. How can one find out the reliability of bank online?
Who can save time when shopping online, according to the woman?
Which is the proper goods that can be shopped online? 2. Dan, did you want to see me?
Oh, yes, Sue. Please sit down. We need some help.
What can I do?
Look at this schedule. There are 4 conferences in April, and there aren't enough representatives to cover all of them.
But I am not on the executive staff.
I know, but you have studied management and merchandising, and we have openings for more managerial people. There's a good opportunity for you here.
That sounds wonderful. But what do you want me to do?
There's a conference in Seattle on the 18th of April. I want you to represent us.
That's a big responsibility.
You'll do very well, and I'm pretty sure.
Is there a lot to learn?
There are a few things, but they aren't difficult.
There isn't much time left. Can I start now?
There are some reports on the previous conferences in the files. You can study those.
Can you give me any guidelines about etiquette in other countries?
There are several overall guidelines that apply to international conferences.
Then where can I find all the country-specific information?
Usually you can call that country's embassy or consulate. Most of them have printed materials for business visitors. And there are also travel books available at public libraries. If you don't have enough time, you can also ask Sally, as she attended the conference there last time.
Great. And will our company arrange for transportation?
Yes. Tell the travel department about what you think you'll need, and they can make arrangements for you.
Thank you. I'll give it my best shot.
22. What problem has the company run into? Why does the man turn to the woman for help? 24. How should the woman be prepared? How does the woman feel about the assignment in the end? 1. There is no doubt that adults, and even highly educated adults, vary greatly in the speed and efficiency of their reading. Some proceed very slowly throughout. Others dash along too quickly and then have to go back again. Poor readers in particular may lack the ability to vary their manner of reading according to the type of reading matter and their intentions in reading it. A good reader can move at a great speed through the text of a novel or similar light reading matter. In reading more difficult material, with the intention of taking in the whole of it, he will proceed more slowly, but even then he will vary his pace, concentrating on the key words and passages, rereading them several times or passing more quickly over the remainder. A less efficient reader tends to maintain the same speed whatever the material he reads. Therefore, even light reading matter gives him little pleasure because he reads so slowly. But this pace may be too fast for really difficult material which requires special concentration at difficult points. A type of reading which needs careful attention to detail is proofreading. In order to detect misprints in a sample print, the reader needn't notice so much the meaning of what he reads as the exact shape and order of words in the text. This is extremely difficult for most people, since they are used to ignoring such details. In fact, considerable practice is required to practice this task efficiently, and it can be done only by reading very slowly and by paying comparatively little attention to the general meaning of the text.
26. What idea does the speaker mainly want to convey?
27. What is typical of inefficient readers in terms of reading speed?
28. What does proofreading require? 2. Objects that are vibrating make sounds. Rhythmic sound vibrations produce sound waves which travel in every direction. The frequency of a sound is the number of waves that pass a given point each second. The more rapidly an object vibrates, the greater the frequency of sound it makes. Frequency is measured in hertz. 1 hertz equals 1 sound wave per second. The frequency of sound determines the degree of highness or lowness of the sound. A high-pitched sound has a higher frequency than a low-pitched sound. Humans hear sounds that have frequencies from about 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. Sound with a frequency higher than 20,000 hertz is called ultrasound, which is too high-pitched for humans to hear. However, many animals can hear ultrasound. Bats can hear higher sounds than any other animal. Some can hear up to 210,000 hertz. Bats send out lots of high-pitched squeaks and then listen to the echoes bouncing off things like insects. The shorter the time interval between the squeak and the echo, the closer they are to the insect. Using sound to find or see things is called echolocation. Another animal that uses ultrasound is the dolphin. Dolphins can hear sounds up to about 150,000 hertz. Dolphins use sound waves to find food underwater. They make clicking sounds that hit whatever is around them and then bounce back to the dolphins. Dolphins can send as many as 2,000 clicks per second. Dolphins' ultrasound ability is so sensitive that they can detect small fish from 10 feet away.
29. What is the relationship between the vibration of an object and the frequency of its sound? What sounds can humans hear? 31. According to the speaker, what is the phenomenon of echolocation? 3. During the Christmas shopping rush in London, an interesting story was reported of a tramp who, apparently no fault of his own, found himself locked in a well-known chain store late on Christmas Eve. No doubt the store was crowded with last-minute Christmas shoppers and the staff were deadbeat and longing to go home. Maybe all the proper security checks were made before the store was locked, and they left to enjoy the 3-day holiday untroubled by customers desperate to get last-minute Christmas present. However funny that may be, our tramp found himself alone in the store and decided to make the best of it. There was food, drink, bedding, and camping equipment, of which he made good use. There must also have been television sets and radios, though it was not reported if he took advantage of these things. When the shop reopened, he was discovered in bed with a large number of empty bottles beside him. He seems to have been a man of good humor and calm character, as indeed tramps very commonly are. He gave in, cheerfully enough, to being taken away by the police. Perhaps he had had a better Christmas than usual. He was sent to prison for 7 days. The judge awarded no compensation to the chain store for the food and drink our tramp had consumed. They had, in his opinion, already received valuable free publicity from the coverage the story received in the newspaper and on television.
32. What happened to the tramp late on Christmas Eve? 33. What did the tramp do when he was alone? 34. When the tramp was arrested, what did he do? 35. Why didn't the judge award compensation to the chain store? 6. China has outlined a new approach to foreign investment, with planners saying they will now focus less on attracting large amounts of cash and more on selective investments that will bring skills and technology into the country. The change in tactics, detailed in an official document published by the National Development and Reform Commission, comes after more than a year of heated debate over the role foreign investors should play in China's economy. China has long been one of the world's top destinations for foreign investment, and international companies poured in more than $70 billion last year, drawn by the country's low costs, manufacturing prowess, and huge domestic market. But the inroads have caused some unease among both ordinary people and officials, who also want to see domestic companies do well. The new foreign investment plan, which isn't a specific blueprint but rather a statement of broad principles, does say that regulators will look more closely at foreign takeovers of local companies and other issues of national economic security that have received increasing attention recently. But the vision it advances represents neither an attempt to completely close off China's economy nor a new round of liberalization. The planning agency said its major goal is to advance what it calls a fundamental shift from quantity to quality of investment. For instance, new investments by foreign companies will face stricter environmental and land use standards. On the other hand, multinationals can expect incentives to invest in research centers and training and purchasing operations. The plan said China will continue to open up service industries, though it offered no commitments beyond those already made to the World Trade Organization. The Commission also pledged to improve the business environment by reducing red tape and strengthening enforcement of intellectual property rights. Now the passage will be read again. China has outlined a new approach to foreign investment, with planners saying they will now focus less on attracting large amounts of cash and more on selective investments that will bring skills and technology into the country. The change in tactics, detailed in an official document published by the National Development and Reform Commission, comes after more than a year of heated debate over the role foreign investors should play in China's economy. China has long been one of the world's top destinations for foreign investment, and international companies poured in more than $70 billion last year, drawn by the country's low costs, manufacturing prowess, and huge domestic market. But the inroads have caused some unease among both ordinary people and officials, who also want to see domestic companies do well. The new foreign investment plan, which isn't a specific blueprint but rather a statement of broad principles, does say that regulators will look more closely at foreign takeovers of local companies and other issues of national economic security that have received increasing attention recently. But the vision it advances represents neither an attempt to completely close off China's economy nor a new round of liberalization. The planning agency said its major goal is to advance what it calls a fundamental shift from quantity to quality of investment. For instance, new investments by foreign companies will face stricter environmental and land use standards. On the other hand, multinationals can expect incentives to invest in research centers and training and purchasing operations. The plan said China will continue to open up service industries, though it offered no commitments beyond those already made to the World Trade Organization. The Commission also pledged to improve the business environment by reducing red tape and strengthening enforcement of intellectual property rights. Now, the passage will be read for the third time. China has outlined a new approach to foreign investment, with planners saying they will now focus less on attracting large amounts of cash and more on selective investments that will bring skills and technology into the country. The change in tactics, detailed in an official document published by the National Development and Reform Commission, comes after more than a year of heated debate over the role foreign investors should play in China's economy. China has long been one of the world's top destinations for foreign investment, and international companies poured in more than $70 billion last year, drawn by the country's low costs, manufacturing prowess, and huge domestic market. But the inroads have caused some unease among both ordinary people and officials, who also want to see domestic companies do well. The new foreign investment plan, which isn't a specific blueprint, but rather a statement of broad principles, does say that regulators will look more closely at foreign takeovers of local companies and other issues of national economic security that have received increasing attention recently. But the vision it advances represents neither an attempt to completely close off China's economy nor a new round of liberalization. The planning agency said its major goal is to advance what it calls a fundamental shift from quantity to quality of investment. For instance, new investments by foreign companies will face stricter environmental and land use standards. On the other hand, multinationals can expect incentives to invest in research centers and training and purchasing operations. The plan said China will continue to open up service industries, though it offered no commitments beyond those already made to the World Trade Organization. The Commission also pledged to improve the business environment by reducing red tape and strengthening enforcement of intellectual property rights.